Be not afraid. Jesus is on the way to encounter you. Join Father Fabian Moncada and Wilfrido Matamoros every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio. Also tune in Sundays at 10:30 a.m. for Be Not Afraid in Spanish. Now, hear the good news and be not afraid.
Good morning, everyone. I am Father Fabian Moncada. I am with me with Wilfrido Matamoros and Mrs. Mary Campos, our guest today. It is a blessing to be with you on this new program of Iowa Catholic Radio, Be Not Afraid. This time will be an encounter on our journey of faith. We will have a moment to pray, a moment to meditate with the saint of the day, a moment to reflect on Sunday's gospel. And in the heart of the program, we will be Mary Campos with us today to help us through their testimony of life to share our faith in a Catholic community vibrant in its traditions. Welcome. Let us begin in the name of the Father, and in the Son, and in the Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus, I unite myself to your perpetual, unceasing, universal sacrifice. I offer myself to you every day of my life and every moment of every day, according to your most holy and adorable will. Since you have been the victim of my salvation, I wish to be the victim of your love. Accept my desire, take my offering, and graciously hear my prayer. Let me live for love of you. Let me die for love of you. Let my last heartbeat be an act of perfect love. Amen. Well, today is the good name of saint of the church, Saint Catherine Labouret. Saint Catherine Labouret, 28th of November, the church honor her life, the humble daughter of charity to whom the Blessed Virgin Mary appeared and requested that the miraculous medal be stamped so that all who wear it will receive great graces. Saint Catherine Labouret was born in France on May 2nd, 1806. She was the ninth of 11 children. Upon her mother's death, when Catherine was 8 years old, the young girl assumed the responsibilities of the household. It was said of her that she was a very quiet and practical child. Eventually, she became a daughter of charity, and when she was still a novice, at the age of 24, the Virgin Mary appeared to her for the first time. Later, Mary appeared once again and requested that Catherine have a medal made portraying Mary just as she appeared. It took 2 years before Catherine was able to convince her spiritual director to have the medal created, but eventually, he listened to her and thought 2,000 medals were made. Their dispersal was so rapid and effective that it was said to be miracles itself. After the vision ceased, Saint Catherine Labouret spent the rest of her life in humble and obedient service as the portress and worked with the sick in a convent outside of Paris. She spent the time of silence, not telling her superior that she was the one to whom Mary appeared and gave the medal until 45 years after. St. Catherine Labouré died in Paris on December 31st, 1876, and was canonized in 1947 by Pope Pius XII. Her incorrupt body lies in the crypt of the convent. St. Catherine Labouré, pray for us. Remember, you are on Be Not Afraid, Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM.
Are you suffering emotionally or spiritually after an abortion? At InterVisions Healthcare, we believe you deserve healing and support. We found that there are no quick fixes, but meeting with others who share the same pain can be a good start. To learn more about how this healing ministry can help you, call InterVisions at 515-440-2273. Ask for Jenny. InterVisions Healthcare. It's a safe and confidential place to begin the healing you deserve.
Support for The Uncommon Good is provided by Cartridge World. Cartridge World is an industry leader delivering high-performance printing products that help you save time, money, and print great.
Perfect for businesses, home offices, college students, or busy moms trying to find affordable printing supplies, including ink, toner, paper, or printers. For business customers, pickup and delivery are available. Products are guaranteed or full replacement.
Cartridge World, your low-cost, environmentally friendly printing experts, 801 73rd Street in Windsor Heights, 515-564-7400, and online at cartridgeworld.com.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, with two licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig. The Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines, 515-440-4610, online at ashworthvision.com.
Thank you, Divine Treasures, for your support of our new Storm Alert weather package. Divine Treasures is a Catholic book and gift store celebrating 25 years of serving the Des Moines community. Their mission is to help Catholics know, love, and keep their faith in our Lord Jesus Christ and His Church. Divine Treasures, where you find great Catholic books, beautiful Bibles, rosaries, jewelry, statues, and religious gifts for those memorable events in your life. 5701 Hickman Road in Des Moines, 515-255-5230. That's 515-255-5230.
Welcome back, everyone. Remember, Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, Be Not Afraid. I am Father Fabian. And if you have some difficulties to listen to us tonight, you can listen to us at 9 p.m. And welcome to join us through our website page as well, and you can explore to the different applications. We are in the first week of Advent. We are in the way to. And this coming Sunday, we will be light an Advent candle for first time. A small dim light against a world that often seems forbidding and dark. But we light it because we are a people of hope, a people whose faith is marked by an expectation that we shall always be ready for the coming of the Master. The joy and anticipation of this season is captured gracefully in the antiphons of hope from the monastic liturgies. See, the ruler of the earth shall come, the Lord who will take from us the heavy burden of our exile. The Lord will come soon, will not delay. The Lord will make the darkness places bright. We must capture that urgency today in the small flame of our candle. We light the candle because we know that the coming of Christ is tied to our building of the kingdom, lighting the flame, feeding the hungry, comforting the sick, reconciling the divided, praying for the repentant, greeting the lonely and forgotten, doing all these works, hastening his coming. Deeply invitation from this first Sunday of Advent. And my dear brothers and sisters, we are ready to go to encounter Jesus. Encounter Jesus in this Advent. Advent of hope. Advent of joy. And Advent of life. And life and love that endures forever. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM. Be not afraid.
But who doesn't like a good story?
Only heartless people, Bo.
Exactly. What if I told you there was a story, let's say a movie,
okay,
and it had fascinating origin stories, epic battle scenes, and powerful arcs of loss and redemption? Wouldn't you want to see that movie?
Of course. It sounds better than most movies these days.
What if I told you it was all true?
I would definitely watch.
Well, friends, the story is the story of the Holy Scriptures. And here at Iowa Catholic Radio, we want you to reclaim the depth of not only the greatest story, but your story as well.
You can hear Read the Bible in a Year every day at 5 a.m. with Gene Wells and Jim Lyons. Friends, you don't want to miss it.
There are millions of children that go hungry every day. Thank you to Skeffington's Formalware for supporting Mary's Meals. Their vision is that every child in the world should be able to receive at least one good meal every day in a place of education. Mary'sMealsUSA.org.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, creating commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. Also serving your home needs by creating custom frameless shower doors, mirrors, glass tabletops, and specialty glass. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Design, fabrication, and installation. 515-222-4860. Online at tworiversglass.com. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Serving imaginations since 1992.
Since 1924, St. Vincent de Paul has been helping those less fortunate work towards self-sufficiency. Last year, St. Vincent de Paul helped over 20,000 individuals with food, clothing, and shelter, while also offering classes in financial literacy, high school completion, career readiness, and prisoner reentry. SVDPDSM.org, 515-282-8327. Shop, donate, volunteer, serve. This message was brought to you by Homemakers Furniture.
Be sure to tune into my show, John Leonetti in the Morning, to start your day. Thanks to Plaza Dental Group, Catholic-owned and good friends, to Iowa Catholic Radio. Comfortable Dentistry, 515-344-3523, online at dmsmiles.com.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM. Be not afraid. With Father Fabian Moncada. And I'd like to extend welcome to Mrs. Mary Campos. Welcome, Mary.
Thank you, Father.
Mary, could you please tell us about a little bit your bio?
Well, Father, I was born in McAlester, Oklahoma on November the 14th, 1929. My name is Mary E. Dominguez Campos, and my parents were Pauline Albizu Dominguez and Carlos Dominguez. This was a mining town, and the year that I was born was the year of the recession, and there was a big explosion there, and many of the Hispanic and diverse community that worked in the mine were injured in that mine explosion. So my father and my grandfather were injured there, and the mine had to close down. So then they worked in the cotton fields and did other work until they could find other work to do. And it's my understanding that CNH came in at that time and was looking for migrant workers in the fields. And so my father and mother and my aunts and uncles were put on a boxcar freight and sent north. And they worked in Mason City and in Minnesota and different parts of Iowa in the fields and became migrant workers. At the age of seven, when we were on our last trip to the fields in the in the rural area. My father was driving the car. We hit Des Moines. My father got sick. He drove to the police station and said, "I'm very ill. No one else can drive this car." My brother was only about 15 years old. So then we went into the police station, and they took my dad to Providence Hospital. My dad had an emergency appendectomy. It was ruptured, and we ended up being residents of Des Moines, Iowa.
Such a history. So very, very interesting.
Yes.
So how long had you been living in Des Moines, practically?
Well, Father, I had my 88th birthday the other day, so I've been here a long time. I can tell you all about Des Moines, I'll tell you.
Great,
and
great.
I went to McKinley School, and then I went to St. Anthony's School.
I see.
And then I graduated in 43 from 8th grade at St. Anthony's, and I told my mother I wanted to go to St. Joseph's Academy. My mother said, "I have 8 children, there's no money. Go talk to the priest and the nuns that you're always helping."
Wow.
So I did that. And Father was up on a ladder painting, and he looked down and he said, "Girlie, what's wrong?" And I said, "Father, I need help." So he walked down the ladder, and he said, "What do you want, Mary?" I said, "I want to go to St. Joseph's Academy." And he said, And my mother told me that there's 8 children in this family, and there's no money for me to go to Catholic high school.
Uh-oh.
And my brother and sister had gone to Lincoln High School. And so I said, so she said to come and ask you and the nuns to see what you could do to help me. So I did just that. And then Father worked out a plan with the nuns at St. Joseph's Academy, and I helped in the treasurer's office. I carried trays. I did dishes. I did all these things. And I think that's one thing that's embedded in me is that if you really wanted something, you're going to work for it. And that's very important. So I became a good student. I graduated in 47 and then found out what life was all about as a high school graduate at 17.
Exceptional testimony of life. And this is a very interesting biography. And let's make a connection, Mary, about your service, about your good willing attitudes, and of course, and a Christian devoted service to the Hispanic community. Tell us about it.
Well, I believe that my grandmother and my parents were very strong in their faith, because we lived through a lot of things, and it was but for the grace of God that we got there, and the firm belief that we had that our Lord doesn't give us more than we can handle. We have to ask our Lord to handle it. And we are not one in ourselves. We are one with the Lord. And I've lived my life that way. And my work over to Guadalupe Chapel was missionary work. The priest told me, "Mary, we need help over there, and maybe you can help us with the people that are there at the church." So I'm really a parishioner from St. Anthony's, transferred over to Our Lady of Guadalupe and Our Lady of Americas.
Oh.
So, you know, I've had the best of two worlds, but I have instilled in my children the strong faith and belief that without God, you cannot do anything. And He is our maker, and I'm so grateful for the opportunity He's given to me. And there's really a strong reason, Father, why I believe so strongly. I have a granddaughter who's now 40 years old. She had a tumor at the age of 14, and she had to have big operation, and I prayed to the Lord and asked that she would be well and that I would do work until the day of my death, serving the Lord and serving other people.
Thanks be to God. It's very inspiring testimony about be faithful.
That's right.
Perseverance.
That's right.
And of course, always God is in control.
And my grandchildren think that if I pray to the Lord, things will happen, and I say to them, "You've got to pray the Lord too." So.
Absolutely. It's a community, a fraternity invitation. It's a friendly invitation to pray together.
That's right. That's right.
Everything in the hands of our Lord, mm-hmm. It's possible.
That's right.
It's possible.
And in the last few weeks, I have been honored by several gifts of the community, the ACLU, and the induction into the first. And I want to say thank you to the state of Iowa that we now have the Iowa Hall of Fame for Latinos. Of course, I was inducted into the Iowa Women's Hall of Fame in 1995, Father. And so then the third one is we had a luncheon, and they established a scholarship in my name.
Excellent. Tell us about how was the transition to growing in a very small chapel, mm-hmm. named Guadalupe, and then moving to the current parish that we have today. And tell us also, and share to all our listeners, the importance to make a bridges between communities.
It was a hard thing, Father, because people had been there, and that had been something that Monsignor Hansen had started because he saw the need in the Spanish-speaking people for a chapel or a place of their own to worship. And Father Pfeiffer thought that I could do a lot of good work and that I could talk to these people and maybe ease heartbreak that I was suffering as well as they were suffering, but there were just too many of us in the chapel. So we had to make the move. We had to go through meetings. Some of them were not very satisfying. Some were disheartening. But with the faith of God, we made it, and we're there today.
This is the meaning to be a Catholic people of God, is to be welcoming, is to be in a deeply spiritual interaction. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM. Be not afraid. I am Father Fabian with Mary Campos today.
Be not afraid. Jesus is on the way to encounter you. Join Father Fabian Moncada and Wilfrido Matamoros every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio. Also tune in Sundays at 10:30 a.m. for Be Not Afraid in Spanish. So go forward and be not afraid.
Thank you to Tamia & Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic Football. Tamia & Sons is an Italian family restaurant with old country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere where you may even spot a priest, politician, or even Willie Farrell. Take advantage of Tamia & Sons bocce ball court with the kids while enjoying Tamia's homemade bread, pasta, and real Italian homemade desserts. Tamia & Sons is located on Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown Des Moines and around the corner from Graziano Brothers, 515-282-7976, TamiaAndSons.net.
The path towards priesthood looks different for each person. I'm Father Ross Parker, Vocations Director for the Diocese of Des Moines, and my journey started in elementary school and included college and coaching before I ever entered seminary. You may be in high school or college or working at a great job. If you would like to talk about what that path to priesthood might look like for you, give me a call at 515-237-5050 or online at vocationsonline.com.
Catholic Tuition Organization is celebrating. $3.2 million was raised in record time this year. Thank you. For those of you who are wanting those generous tax credits, contact me at ctoiowa.org for information on other school tuition organizations in Iowa where you can get that same tax benefit. CTO has been blessed by your generosity, and I thank you so much. The bottom line, it's for the kids and their future.
Be not afraid. Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM. I am Father Fabian Moncada. Remember, if you did not listen to us right now, you can listen to us tonight at 9 p.m. 9 p.m. You can listen to us again. Mary, we have been listening to a tremendous experience of life. By now is the time to be a witnesses of the goodness of the Lord. Could you please share with us same or some blessings that have been joining your life?
Well, I believe that my life has been full of little miracles and the blessings of God, and that through my work in the community, helping the residents become citizens of this country, and to share love and friendship and understand that there's no place in our hearts for greed, and we need to share everything that we can with our Lord in Jesus' name. And I believe in this world today that we need to listen to each other and give willingly of ourselves what we might have and what others don't have, and don't be mean about it. And there is no room for racism or jealousy in this world, because our Lord created a world where we're all to be brothers and sisters and to love and share that gift of loving and understanding with Him.
Thank you very much. Time go fast. And this experience of Advent is also through this Mary's experience, examples, and insights help us to understand this season of the of the liturgical time as Advent. It's a time to repentance. It's a time for conversion. It's willing together. It's joined together. The nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ. And remember the gospel that today help us. Don't give up. God is always near. Live in hope and preparation. Stay awake to the season. The ways we can deepen and grow a bit of faith. A retreat, do something good for others with your time or finance. Notice God in the events of the next few weeks. Let us implore the intercession of the Blessed Mother of God, Mary Most Holy, to help us. And again, 10:30 a.m. next week, I see you. Be not afraid. Also in English, Tuesdays, 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. as well. To the intercession of the Blessed Mother of God, Mary Most Holy, in gratitude for the many blessings that we have been receiving in preparation for this Advent season, let us pray together. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace. Amen. Have a blessed day, and through the intercession of the Blessed Mother of God, receive the many blessings. Mary, thank you for joining us. Be not afraid.
Thank you for having me.
Be not afraid.
Not afraid. Jesus is on the way to encounter you. Join Father Fabian Moncada and Wilfrido Matamoros every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio. Also tune in Sundays at 10:30 a.m. for Be Not Afraid in Spanish. So go forward and be not afraid.